In the next half hour, of all things considered, we'll have more on the situation in Iraq, where the United States is now trying to rein in a Shiite militia. But first, we want to bring you an update from the Midwest, where the governor of Indiana died this afternoon. The governor's aides say that Frank O'Bannon died 5 days after suffering a stroke in Chicago. He underwent surgery to remove blood from his brain, but did not survive. O'Bannon was a Democrat who won election in a strongly Republican state in 1996 and again in 2000. He was a folksy politician who made his home in a reconstructed barn in southern Indiana. And like most governors, he was dealing with the worst fiscal crisis in years. Joining us now is the Indiana Senate President Pro Tem Robert Garton, who is a Republican. Senator, welcome.
Thank you.
Difficult day, I imagine, in Indiana.
A very difficult day. Ironically, the Speaker of the House, myself, and Governor Frank O'Bannon were elected to the legislature the same year, in 1970. Frank and I were elected to the state Senate, and Speaker Pat Bauer was then elected to the House of Representatives.
And being in different parties, you must have opposed each other from time to time.
Occasionally, but we never opposed each other personally. Extraordinarily friendly individual with a very high degree of integrity. He was the epitome of the citizen legislator, and I think you could characterize Frank as the citizen governor as well.
How do you think his governorship will be remembered? He was there for 7 years or so.
Well, he will be remembered as one that everyone loved. He was highly respected as an individual. And did we have political differences? Of course. But those never got in the way of friendship. Very easy to work with, a very amicable individual. Just delightful to be around. I really wonder in other states if citizens could say, we have a governor that everyone loves. That he was just delightful.
Senator, I know that the Lieutenant Governor Joe Kernan is being sworn in this evening, Saturday, as the new governor of Indiana. Can you describe the situation that the state now faces?
The state is in very stable condition at this point. It will be in good hands. I have complete confidence in Lieutenant Governor Joe Kernan. He will follow Frank O'Bannon's policies and programs, a slightly different style, but he will never do anything that would have been contrary to Frank's wishes.
Senator, do you have any personal memories of Frank O'Bannon from those more than three decades that you served together in state government?
Oh, just the fact that we were good friends, close friends. We sat across the aisle from each other for 8 years. The fact that he represented a district that 20 years previously his father had represented, and together they represented that district 38 years. That shows a lot of trust and confidence by the citizens in that area. And then that trust and confidence just grew throughout the state.
Robert Garton is the Senate President Pro Tem in the state of Indiana. Indiana Governor Frank O'Bannon died today. Senator, thanks very much.
Thank you.